Commentator and physician Danielle Ofri says it always helps to know a patient's life circumstances. It makes diagnosis and treatment easier. Here's a recent example from her work at Bellevue Hospital in New York City.
The patient was just off the boat from Beijing. He'd been found in a seedy hotel on the Bowery, agitated, restless, thrusting fake $1 bills into the hands of startled passersby. There was a list of cheap local brothels in his pocket, and not much else in the way of ID, money, or possessions. He was admitted to Bellevue as unknown Asian male. When I'd arrived in the ER, he had calmed down a bit. He was sitting up on the stretcher, face bright red, eyes wide and alive, swinging his legs over the side, and singing off-key John Denver songs. "Take me home, country roads." There was a certain plaintiveness about this unknown Asian male. Here was a lost soul, unmoored from his previous life. He was adrift in the anonymity of a vast foreign city, jostled into a chaotic urban emergency room, isolated by language, culture, newness, and now mental illness. So he kept on singing, "Take me home, take me home." But he did allow himself to be examined by the medical staff. He had a slight fever, a pulse bounding like a ping-pong ball, and blood pressure much higher than normal. For all of his earlier agitation, there wasn't a drop of sweat on him. As his John Denver impersonation filled the air, he sounded all the world like a run-of-the-mill crazy. But one of the ER physicians saw something else. This patient was mad as a hatter, red as a beet, dry as a bone. It turned out that our patient was not the victim of a mental breakdown, but rather the victim of scopolamine poisoning. Scopolamine is an extract of Jimson weed that blocks a specific receptor in the brain. In low doses, it's used effectively to combat seasickness and Parkinson's tremors, among other things. But in higher doses, it causes temporary psychosis and amnesia. Scopolamine has long been a favorite drug of prostitutes, thieves, and kidnappers. It's odorless and colorless. A few sprinkles in a drink causes the victim to go temporarily insane. That's typically when the person is relieved of most of their belongings, and the victim doesn't remember anything. Our patient had evidently visited a brothel and was poisoned and robbed. Luckily, there's an antidote, and we gave it to him. A few hours later, he was resting comfortably, perfectly lucid, with no recollection of what had happened to him. In medicine, things aren't always what they appear to be. Sometimes the most obvious behavior exhibited by a patient can be a red herring. We doctors have to examine the data with a skeptical eye to arrive at the correct diagnosis. But if one were to cast a poetic eye on this case, it might be said that even in his acutely poisoned state, this patient was somehow trying to get his thoughts across to us. "Take me home," he sang. "Country roads, take me home."
Danielle Ofri practices medicine at Bellevue Hospital in New York City.